It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we talk about the economic impact of trying 17-year-olds as adults.
But first, environmental groups in northeast Wisconsin are calling on the federal government to address water contamination issues in Kewaunee County.
Reports from last December showed that about a third of the wells that were tested in that county were found to have unsafe drinking water. Yesterday, representatives from six different environmental interest groups signed on to a letter to the EPA. They want that federal agency to take a greater role in addressing water contamination issues.
The letter follows an earlier request for EPA investigation into contaminated groundwater in that region. That request for a federal investigation prompted involvement by the state's Department of Natural Resources, but critics say that the progress has been slow.
Here to tell us more is Lee Bergquist. He's a reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He covers environmental issues and politics. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob.
Well, before we dig into the problems people have been talking about in Kewaunee County, what exactly are these environmental groups wanting the EPA to do in this new letter?
Well, they would like, in an immediate way, to ensure that these folks have access to clean drinking water. If it's proven that the contaminated wells are due to contamination from manure, something like that, there is a language under the Clean Water Drinking Act that would allow, call for a government agency like the DNR or the EPA to provide water for them. That's the immediate issue. The longer issue is they just feel that the EPA needs to provide more oversight over the DNR on this issue.
Well, talk about the problems we're seeing with water in Kewaunee County. What are people reporting when they test wells up there?
Well, there was a study, and it's interesting. The environmentalists are criticizing the DNR, but they're also pointing to a study that was funded by the DNR. So, and the work was done by the U.S. Agriculture Research Service and UW Oshkosh, and they found, as your report preceding this said, that about 34% of 320 wells that were tested failed to meet drinking water standards. This was for nitrates and total coliform. Now, manure can be a source for those two pollutants, but it can be other sources. It could come from other things as well. The key would be something like E. coli. Then you know then it's probably coming from fecal contamination. And in that case, there's only been so far maybe a handful of wells that have tested positive in that regard.
So, yeah, when you say coliform contamination, you're talking about a group of bacteria that includes but is not limited to E. coli. Is that right?
Yes. Thank you very much for clarifying that. Yes.
So this seems like it's the controversy. Is this contamination coming from agricultural runoff, from mainly dairy farms? And there
right.
are a lot of cows, I think more cows than people in this area we're talking about. Is that right?
There's clearly more cows than people. I think in past stories I've indicated that the cattle in Kewaunee County produce more manure than all the humans in Milwaukee. And of course, in this case, much of that manure then is spread on land in Kewaunee County, and as I understand it, also in some adjoining counties as well. The problem in Kewaunee County is that there are parts of the county where the soils are very thin. Beneath it, the bedrock is called karst. It's fractured so that under right circumstances, if the manure is spread improperly or too heavily, and there's rain, then this manure can wash right into the groundwater and potentially harm people's drinking water.
Talking to Lee Bergquist from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about groundwater contamination in northeastern Wisconsin, especially Kewaunee County. A group of environmental organizations just wrote a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency asking them to step in, take more direct control over this issue. And the idea there, I guess, Lee, is that the DNR is supposed to be the agency in charge of this, and these environmental groups anyway are saying they're not doing enough. Is that right?
They're making the argument that the DNR is not doing enough. However, to be fair, the DNR for over a year has been holding a series of work groups, which included a representative of the EPA on it, and they are not yet completed with all of the work of these work groups. And they say they really haven't had enough time to digest all of what has come out of these groups that would come up with recommendations for changes, and so they say that the charges of inaction by the DNR at the very minimum is premature at this time because they still got a lot of work to do.
And we've heard from a representative of dairy farming groups in that region who say, hey, we're managing this well. You can't really point the blame for this water contamination at us. What are we hearing from farmers and dairy farmers in that area?
Well, that's what the finger of blame goes primarily to these very, very large dairy farms with thousands of cattle on each farm. And their argument is that they're called CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. Those kinds of farms are more heavily regulated than a small farm. They're on how much manure they can spread on their property. There should be no discharge whatsoever from their operations into waterways. The critics of CAFOs say, well, that's true, that's what the laws say, but in practice, there's just too many farms for the landscape in question.
Now, the environmental groups who are calling on the EPA to take action, are they looking for something that changes the way these farms, these CAFOs operate, from closing them down to different kinds of regulation, different kinds of practices?
Well, I think they would like to see more staff by the DNR overseeing the operations of these farms. At one time, there was some, this goes all the way back to the Doyle administration, there was a bill that was being advanced that would limit certain areas where manure could be spread because of the sensitive nature of the soils. That went nowhere, even under a Democratic administration, and I'm sure that at some point something like that will come up again, and it'll be difficult with a Republican administration right now.
Have we heard anything from the EPA? I know it's just a day old, but about this new request?
Nah, they. I've talked to them yesterday and again today, and they just basically are saying we have to look at all this. They're not providing comment at this point.
For people in the area, is this something? There have been these well tests, but is this something that people in Kewaunee County are noticing, are worried about? Are they drinking different water or filtering this water in a special way?
Well, I think people are having their wells tested more often. There was this kiosk that provided water in Algoma, which is in the county, at the high school. That's been vandalized three times now. Kind of a sign that of the divisiveness of this issue in the county. But people are having their waters tested. I think they're trying to be more careful about it. But these are only, so far, again, this one-third of the wells, those are the wells that have been tested. Not every well in Kewaunee County has this problem. It seems to be in certain pockets of the county where this problem seems to be most severe.
And, Lee, do you think we're going to see any kind of resolution of this story anytime soon?
No, I don't.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us again, Lee.
Okay, thanks a lot. Happy to do it.
That's Lee Bergquist, reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about a new request from environmental groups for the EPA to intervene and try to protect drinking water in Kewaunee County.
Coming up, our guest makes an economic case for keeping 17-year-olds out of adult court. But first, Peter Bryan joins us from the newsroom with a look at headlines.